You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
By now, you know that the winner, Medina Spirit, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, has tested positive for a banned substance. That horse could be stripped of its victory if the second test comes back and confirms the first test. That would mean that Mandaloon, the runner-up in the race, would be declared the winner.
That's right, Mandaloon in the back stretch.
In addition, the trainer, Bob Baffert, who has a record now, 7 Kentucky Derby victories, although it's 6 and 1 pending, was suspended by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission from running any horse in that state until the completion of the investigation. And as you probably heard if you were around yesterday, Baffert, no stranger to running horses that have been popped for illegal substances in his career. He's had 30 test positive, including 4 last year, and in 2018, Justify, the horse that won the Triple Crown. So yesterday, Baffert is on with Fox News, and they are confronting him about these positive tests, and they ask him, now that Medina Spirit, the horse that, again, is the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, but
with an asterisk,
is already in Baltimore awaiting the second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, but Baffert not going to go because he doesn't want to draw attention. He's got the horse there. He was asked if he thinks that they're going to tell them they can't run the horse based on the test that came back at Churchill Downs. This is what Baffert had to say.
Well, I haven't heard anything officially. They haven't told me anything. I know when Churchill Downs came out with that statement, that was pretty harsh. And I think they had to just, you know, it's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America's different. And it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's a cancel culture thing. You know, before the cancel culture, rich white guys that owned horses could drug them at will, and there wouldn't be any consequences. And if we got popped, we'd just say there was a problem with the custody of the sample, and they'd overturn it, and I'd be able to continue training horses because I'm Bob Baffert. You know, come on.
I'm the Tom Brady of horse racing.
Yes, Baffert, by the way, continued to ramble on and made more excuses. Was stuttering and stammering, and he can make all the excuses he wants, but
I know this much is true.
You had 30. You had 30 horses test positive for banned substances during your career. Not one, not two, 30! 30! Come on, man.
Do you ever think about this stuff? Like, these other worlds exist, you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole world of horse racing and people that have all this stuff and do all that, you know.
He's paid handsomely to make sure that he knows everything that's going into these horse races or these horses so that this does not happen.
Yeah, an answer like, I don't know where that hat came from should not be an answer.
No, it should not. Yeah. The Jacksonville Jaguars are planning to unleash Tim Tebow.
Unleash Tim Tebow.
Let him go.
It's time.
It's a publicity stunt, basically. They're going to sign him to a one-year deal, convert him from a quarterback to a tight end. He hasn't played a single down in the NFL since 2012 when he was with the Jets, and that went so well.
Wow.
This move reunites him with Urban Meyer. Urban was the college football coach at the University of Florida when Tebow was there. The two of them combined won 2 national titles while Tebow played for him, and he also won Tebow the Heisman Trophy and several other prestigious awards for being a great offensive player. This is a publicity stunt. NFL players are mad that he's getting a shot. He hasn't played in years. I heard some people call it white privilege. It's not white privilege. This is his buddy. Urban Meyer is his buddy. They are friends.
It's not white privilege.
No, they are buddies. This is a publicity stunt because these guys lit it up in Florida. They're trying to sell tickets. That's what this is about.
I'm just trying to find who are the oldest tight ends in football. Like you know, how old are you, can you be and still be effectively playing this position?
I'm sure you could play. I mean, Jason Witten, who just retired again.
A lot of blocking.
Yeah, he's well into his 30s, late 30s.
So if Tebow's any good,
well,
he could have a couple of seasons. You know what I'm saying?
I think this is a publicity stunt. They should have hired him as a quarterback's coach or assistant coach or something, and people still would have been happy with that. I think this is just a dumb move on Urban Meyer's part, but it also shows you who is completely in control in Jacksonville. It's Urban Meyer. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers allegedly are finding themselves in a standoff, but I don't know if I believe any of these reports based on, you know, what Adam Schefter said before the draft, which turned out not to be breaking news. But we do have a report that John Gruden, Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden, you know what? Hey, Michael, can you pull up the page of John Gruden soundbites and just play one?
Yeah, just anyone?
Anyone. Hit one.
when you have a loaded box, you just feel it coming.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good pick. When you have a loaded box, you feel it coming. I think we can all agree on that. Obviously, calling a football game when he was in the booth.
Right.
But according to reports, he will trade anything to get Aaron Rodgers. So if I'm the Packers and Aaron Rodgers is definitely not wanting to play for us anymore, I'm picking up the phone and calling the Raiders. And you said anything. What exactly is anything? The Denver Broncos, they are acknowledging there's a real possibility of trading for Aaron Rodgers. However, the Cleveland Browns have made the executive decision. They're staying with Baker Mayfield. We will not make a trade for Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Good job. Oh, happy birthday to Cam Newton. He's 32 today. Former Panthers quarterback. You might remember him. When he was in Carolina, this was the attitude.
Losing is not acceptable locker room.
Yep, losing not acceptable in this locker room. But last year he went to New England and changed his tune.
Losing is acceptable in this locker room.
Oh, okay,
happy
good.
Happy birthday, Cam. After 27 years, Kenny Mayne is out at ESPN. I love this guy.
Wow.
He's a good dude. Mayne made the announcement yesterday via Twitter. I'm leaving ESPN. Did I say Twitter?
Yes, you did.
All right, for the podcast later, Twitter. I'm leaving ESPN. I'm a salary cap casualty. Want to thank everyone for the opportunity, essentially. Vince, Dora, whoever these people are, for taking my solicitations. I will miss people. I will miss the vending machine set up over by the old Van Pelt joint. We had everything. Now, as they did that, ESPN announced a new multi-year deal for 66-year-old Chris Berman, who turned 66 yesterday.
Yeah.
Berman, an integral part of ESPN throughout its
Kenny.
History. Yes. Yes. And, of course, Berman, absolutely the best when talking Star Wars.
You know, I was thinking about a lot of these guys. That Luke, Pie in the Skywalker. Chew. You know, if there's that is my favorite Wookiee of all time. There's been a lot of Wookiees who've done a great job, but Chew. I'm going to go to it a million times. Out in Dagobah.
Yeah, so Chris Berman will be back. The Wizards lost a game last night that they really needed to have in Atlanta. They lost to the Hawks 125-124. However, in the loss, Wizards point guard Russell Westbrook became the NBA's all-time leader in triple-doubles.
Hooray for me!
He's finished with 28 points, 13 rebounds, 21 assists. That's good enough for his 182nd career triple-double. Now one more than the great Oscar Robertson, so good for him. 1 week from tonight, mark your calendars, get your tickets. 1 week from tonight, the Norfolk Tides return to normalcy. They will be welcoming fans back to Harbor Park for their game against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Again, that's 1 week from tonight. Tonight they're in Charlotte, but 1 week from tonight they're home. Also, a return to normalcy. The Norfolk Admirals today at 2 o'clock will release their 2021-2022 schedule. Yes, we'll have hockey once again at Scope. You can check it out at NorfolkAdmirals.com today at 2 o'clock. And here's your fun fact. H.B. Reese, the inventor of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, created two nearly identical candy bars. The Lizzie Bar, which was named after his daughter, and the Johnny Bar, named after his son. The main difference between the two, the Johnny Bar had nuts.